Lord Tywin's host was still many days to the south, but Walder Frey, Lord of the Crossing, had assembled a force of near 4,000 men at his castles on the Green Fork. "Late again," Catelyn murmured, when she heard it. It was the Trident all over. Damn the man! Her brother Edmure had called the banners. By rights, Lord Frey should have gone to join the Tully host at Riverrun, yet here he sat. 4,000 men, Rob repeated, more perplexed than angry. Lord Frey cannot hope to fight the Lannisters by himself. Surely he means to join his power to ours.
Does he? Catelyn asked. She had ridden forward to join Rob and Robert Glover, his companion of the day.
The vanguard spread out behind them, a slow-moving forest of lances and banners and spears. I wonder. Expect nothing of Walder Frey, and you will never be surprised. He is your father's bannerman. Some men take their oaths more seriously than others, Rob. And Lord Walder was always friendlier with Casterly Rock than my father would have liked. One of his sons is wed to Tywin Lannister's sister. That means little of itself, to be sure. Lord Walder has sired a great many children over the years, and they must needs marry someone. Still,